Blog Talk Radio.
Kind of music. Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I been new, I been stalked. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flippin' for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I been known, you were hating on the low. I been known, they were hating on the low. I been known, he was hating on the low. I been known, she was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. Boy.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I been known. You were hating on the low. I been known. They were hating on the low. I been known. He was hating on the low. I been known. She was hating on the low.
Yo, what's happening, world? Welcome back to another episode of The Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome South co-host, Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, world? What's up, people? What's up, Black? You know what I'm saying? I'm ready for another Sunday fun day. You already know how we do each and every Sunday night. You know what I'm saying? 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's get it going, as I like to say. Roll something up, light something up, pour something up, come kick it with your people.
For shizzle, my nizzle, I was running a little late tonight, right? Let me tell you what happened.
Yes.
Oh, let's shout out our top five countries. We don't want to forget
y'all.
Yeah,
let's do that. Let's do that. Number five, we got Mexico. Big shout out to Acapulco, all the cities down there in Mexico. Number four. You know, the United Kingdom, England, London town, a lot of things going on, a lot of transition going on across the pond. Number three, we have Australia, not the country, but the continent. You know what I'm saying? The peeps down under, you know what I'm saying? Number two, this is big things popping right here. Number two, big shout out to South Africa on the check-in. Big shout out to Johannesburg, Zulus, and, you know, just everybody down there.
Man, my
South
people.
Africa. Yeah, man.
Yay.
That's what's up, man, on the check-in. Number two, this is the highest y'all ever been. So, yeah, keep it coming. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell Africa. Tell all the other countries in Africa to listen to us, man. We stand true. And number one, of course, the home team, United States. So big shout out to all 50 states, all the smart cities, north, south, east, and west. This is how we do, real talk.
For a shizzle, and shout out to everybody else that tune in around the world. If you didn't get into our top five countries tuning in, tell a friend and another friend, share the show. We got some changes, but we're going to talk about them tonight. But listen, I was a little late, right, coming in, right? The alarm was already going off, right? I got alarms for everything just because I be so busy and I forget easy, you know? So I walked out the door the other day, and my neighbors across the street, they got their little ghost on their front porch. Now, they was here last year, and they know I don't even play by Halloween. So you going to try to beat me and put your little raggedy two ghosts on your front porch. So I went outside tonight when I got done handling some other business and started putting up my Halloween decorations. I still got to put up my lights, some more things that I'm going to get, but I was outside putting my Halloween decorations up so when they come back around this bitch, when they walk out the door, you know, I've been on this block for quite a few years. Everybody know I do Halloween. The other lady across the street, she do Christmas. Like, all right, y'all coming in, little newbies, around this thing, trying to show out. That's not what we're going to do today, honey. So
yeah.
I had to go get my little Halloween stuff out the closet and go on and put it out here.
Okay, show out. Show out.
I got to do the light. So I did the whole setup this year different than I did last year. And that's simply because last year I got it. I just put it out there. You know what I'm saying? Energy, you know, all that good stuff. So this year I just, you know, really took my time and, you know, because I got yard signs. I got, like, the dead man under the bloody blanket, you know, with the feet hanging out. You know what I'm saying? The cat.
So you get into it.
You know,
right.
The lights, the pumpkins, all bunch of pumpkins, the skull here. Yeah, I got all that. So, you know, that's the most stuff that I want to get because I really want to go hard, but we'll get there. But here's what I was thinking about this week, right? I'm only 5 years in, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I feel like, you know, everything needs a refresher. Like, you know, my YouTube page. I got 7,500 subscribers on my YouTube page, and then I decided, hey, now let's go ahead and bring all 12 Zodiacs on. Now I'm reading for all 12, and if you go to my page, you'll see, like, I got videos with 30 and 40 views on it, and you're like, wait, how'd they get this many subscribers? But, you know, but it's just because I'm revamping my page, and I'm bringing everybody on, and my backup page is doing great. You know what I'm saying? My Aquarius-only page. Let me stop saying it. I'm used to saying that. My Aquarius-only page is growing. It's doing great. And so now I'm working on the main page to get everything in sync. So in these transitions and the things that I'm doing, I was thinking about changing the name to the show. Now, mind you, so far the only thing that I'm attached to is my movie scripts and my books, right? And I feel like that's the phase for the new Miss Lovely Black, right? But I'm no longer the new Miss Lovely Black. I'm no longer in that energy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
The new Miss Lovely Black came after Miss Lovely Black because it was just, you know, showing. And under no circumstances do I want anybody to feel like I'm distancing myself from who I was. I just have evolved. And it's time to evolve, you know, the radio show. And this is the last thing. And so, you know, new flyers got to come up pretty soon. And I was just thinking, I'm like, man, you know, Mo, what you think about a new name?
But hold on. You don't want to. I like the real talk, though. You don't like the real talk?
We can keep real talk, but it's real talk with the new Miss Lovely back in Mo Benz. Like, we can come up with something with real talk in
it.
We can brainstorm,
but you just want to take Miss Lovely Black out. Because that seems like that's the only thing you want to do. You want to, like, what, for spiritual goddess? What? Tell me, talk to me. I mean, well, we could talk off the air, too.
I'm putting it out there because, you know, you big on brainstorming. You know, you big on I'm just putting it out there, like all the other radio shows and so on and so forth. You know, if it's one person, then they got their name involved in it. You know what I'm saying? But we can come up with a name, you know, you like real talk, real adult talk, you know.
Definitely like that.
With the twang, but I would change it to the twang, T-A-W-K. Real adult talk with, you know, SG and Mobians, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know,
we could do that.
It
just seemed like you evolve into SG, spiritual goddess. So if that's your evolution, that's a minor adjustment we can make. You know what I'm saying? So that's no big thing. And then we can just roll that out.
Right. You like the real talk. But we do real talk. I think I'm gonna change it to real adult talk with SGMOB.
Yeah, real adult talk. Yeah, I like that. Real adult talk. And you know what? Real adult talk. And now here's the thing too. I know you like the country twang, but since we do it real, you know, we could just real adult talk. TALK. We could just take it back to just the proper noun of it. You know what I'm saying? Since we evolving. We serious about what we're talking about.
You don't want the TAWK.
Yeah, if we gonna rebrand it, let's rebrand it without the twang and just make it real adult talk, TALK with SG and Mo Benz. I like that. That's just we evolving, we just glowing up. I like that. I think it's polished. You know what I'm saying? So that's my suggestion.
Well, talk was how it's spelled here. It's only spelled T-A-W-K on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we're going to change the Twitter. You know, we're going to change the Twitter handle. We'll change that so it reflects everything.
Okay, you
so
want to change
the
Twitter handle,
the Twitter talk,
and then, yeah, okay. Yeah. So I'll get on that tonight. So for y'all that listen in, I know y'all use real adult, real talk.
You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. Y'all getting exclusive to how we evolving in real time, so for the people out there.
Yeah, so, it's not going to be real talk with the new Miss Lovely back in Mobians. It's going to be real adult talk with SG and Mobians. It's just evolving. I mean, 5 years,
we held
the same name. 5 years, we've done it. You know, we here. New flyers, because, you know, we'd have been through hell of a lot of flyers. But I'm going to work on a new, you know, flyer for the radio show.
I could politic if we wanted to do a new intro song. I mean, because I love the intro song. But if we wanted to do a new intro song, I don't know, maybe I can politic with a homie Bravo. He's a local artist out of Cleveland. But I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's something off air. We can talk about that. You know what I'm saying? We can brainstorm.
Of course. But no, that's something that I wanted to do, but I never, you know what I'm saying? I never was able to align with somebody that had
a time
when they're in the studio.
Because it got to be right. You know what I'm saying? It got to be right. So,
right.
When we get into our weeks, we'll talk about, I got so much, you know, things, but I got to just keep everything just organized so we can do it. But I said,
just write it down.
We work on this, and then, like I said, it'll slowly, like you said, align and everything. It just slow. You know, we ain't got to do everything all at once, but if we change the name first, we already got that. So, you know, you can go ahead and have the green light on that and switch that up to the handle so it just reflects everything. And then that way when we get our new flyers, everything is right.
Well, you're on Twitter. You man the Twitter.
I'll see if I can go in there and just change the handle. But we'll talk. But if anything out this.
Yeah.
We'll talk offline about that and get that upgraded. But yeah, I like that.
For sure.
So let me write that down. So let me write this down right now, real quick, while we just talking about. So real adult talk with SG and Mogan.
And just the and sign.
Just the end sign.
No, the and sign. You know, the little.
Okay. All right. Yeah. But we'll talk. We'll talk offline. I will make sure.
Yeah. There you go. So I just feel like it's time. It's just time
like
to evolve and,
like
you know,
that.
My
yeah.
character changing and my character growing.
Yeah,
and,
I like this.
You know, this whole, you know,
so God
is I have
this,
a whole
this
corporation
birth.
Behind
last,
this
yeah,
brand.
Yeah,
and
got whole businesses behind that now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's blew up properly. So I like that, man. You know what I'm saying? I love just glowing up, man. Just, you know, getting bigger and better. You know what I'm saying? Glowing
yeah,
up.
Man. So, let me see. My week was, that's what my week, my week is called character, right? So you
ooh,
guys, if you are familiar
okay.
With the show, Mo Benz came up with the titles of the week, right? Title
yeah.
in the weeks, man. And so,
yeah,
so
yeah.
my week is called character, right?
Okay.
You know, like, if you don't pay attention to, like, if you're not in the moment, right, a lot of things
yeah.
you won't pay attention to. Like when you start to get resistance in certain areas, you know, that's something for you to pay attention to. Like, why am I getting resistance, right? Is it natural or is it unnatural, right? Natural meaning,
yeah.
you know, your spirit guide's getting your attention to redirect your energy or, you know, unnatural, somebody sending some energy your way, right? So, you know, the first thing that people who like accountability tend to do is automatically, oh, somebody doing this. You know what I'm saying? But we got to
yeah.
sit down and we got to pay attention to our character and pay attention to what we're doing, right? And so for the last couple of weeks, you know, it's just really been, I've been kind of still. You know what I'm saying? Working, focused,
okay.
you know, school. I finally finished my EFI medicine certification this weekend. I actually finished it on Friday. I finished it on Saturday, which I thought was going to be Sunday, but I was so into the last two classes that I was like, hell no, I'm going to just run these 5 hours down. So
right.
I ran
right.
it down on Saturdays. Very excited about having that certification under my belt. You know, very excited about the learning and the growth that I'm doing, you know, via school, like really getting into it. And, like,
yeah.
this week it was, like, really paying attention to character, right? Paying attention to my character, realizing that it's a lot of shit that I can't do no more. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay. yeah.
some people, you know, they go out and they still do what they do, but they hide who they are. And I've never been that type of person to act one way and be another way. What you see is what you get with
yeah.
me. And so,
right.
I'm taking that to this next level. Like, I have an entire corporation. You know what I'm saying? I have an entire freaking incorporation in my name, you know, like, under
yes,
my brand. And,
do.
You know, two YouTube channels. And, you know, Mo and I have a radio show. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, it's just, you know, I'm life coaching. And, you know, I'm doing so much. And it was just the time for me to stop and step back and be like, okay, Spirit, are you telling me that it's time, you know what I'm saying, to check my character, right? And so we do these things, you know, within the tradition of EFI, you know, you have Osei EFI. And that's just like a little, you know, honorary service to honor, you know, our Egungun, our Ori, you know, the deities, and see what the message is for the week, what we need to do. And so in this Osei EFI this morning, it was like the message that came out for us was the same exact thing. Like, it's time to elevate. It's time to shed your skin. It's time to move forward. And I'm listening, and as I'm praying, I'm almost crying because I'm like, yo, like, this is so aligning with the energy that I'm in right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
it's time to switch it up. Like, the shit you used to do, you can't do it no more. And I've been, you know, in situations where people, like, just distance yourself from who you used to be. And it was, it wasn't what they were saying. It was how they were saying it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I'm
yeah.
never going to shy away from who I was that made me who I am today. That's a part of my journey. That's a part of people knowing what's going on. But
true.
When it's time to evolve, I'm going to do it when it's my time to evolve, right? When Spirit is nudging me to evolve. And so that's the energy that I've been in, and I'm like, man, we gotta change the name of the radio show. Yes, I have these books out there. No, I probably won't promote these books, and I barely promote them now, but I probably won't promote the books anymore.
You did that,
if I write
man.
Anything
you know?
Else, it's going to come out under SG, Spiritual Goddess.
Yeah,
and
you did that.
You know what I'm saying? It's just the continuous growth. If they make money,
yeah.
I'll get a check for them. If they don't make money, then guess what? That was
you
in that the new Miss Lovely Black case, but I'm no longer
that's fact.
The
yeah,
new Miss Lovely
I like that.
Black. So,
I like that, man. I really like this, this evolution, man. It's dope.
It's like it's time to grow. And then It's a situation like, you know, my ex, right, the one who I was with for 2 years.
Yeah.
It's like I realized a while ago, right, when we separated, mm-hmm. I realized going through my 90-day breakup thing that I was holding him to a higher pedestal than mm-hmm. he deserved, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, lately, you know, we just been, you know, friendly conversation. And so I'm paying attention, and it's like, you know, somebody could be right, you know, in every other way, or like he's the type of person that he's going to come through and do whatever he can do just to keep his brownie points, right? This is what I say. So that he can, you know, stay in there, but he ain't, you know, he ain't changed. You still the same person. You just know what to do to stay in my energy. And so we were having a conversation, and he made a statement. And when he made this statement, just something so small, it hit home. And I know that he realized he fucked up the next day because he didn't want to talk about it. He didn't want to visit it or nothing. He's like, I done fucked up. I don't want to talk about it no more. But because he's used to being silent, right, just holding it in. He's a Capricorn. So if he don't speak on it, then I won't figure it out. But you said something that was just like, you know what? I can't even carry this no more.
Wow.
I can't carry you as a friend. I can't have you as a friend no more. I can't have you as somebody that I indulge with. Yeah, he's very helpful around the house. But guess what? I got to let you go so that I can, you know what I'm saying? Like as a friend so that, you know, that shit there, I ain't even going to have to worry about it. Right? But I'm holding on so tight to a friend, which, you know, has done me wrong, that has hurt me, that has you know, betrayed me, and, you know, all of these things. I'm holding on to a friendship with somebody that it got to be let go. And so we in the retrograde. You know, plenty of planets are retrograded, and I'm like, this shit got to go. I ain't never had a moment with Smooth out of, what, 10-plus years of knowing him. Then I'm like, well, I don't even want to be Smooth friend no more. You know, like, that's just, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it hurts. It hurts when it comes to that.
Somebody,
sometimes it does that. Yeah. Because you remember
when you
the good times.
With somebody,
you know,
and they genuine,
like,
you ain't going to ever have to question their authenticity
or
true. Their loyalty.
Yes. But it's betrayal.
I
put a
situation,
and
I said, you know what, I can't even be your friend. I can't even be your friend. We can't even be cool. And it's just like, it's something I had to come to realize. We can't even be cool.
It happens. Believe me, it happened to me this year. You know what I'm saying?
Like, my ego and goon don't even want you in my energy because you're toxic.
Yeah.
And you can't go where I'm going. So it's just like, you know, my shedding is just like anybody else shedding, but some people just repeat cycles. And me, you know, I've come too far to keep repeating a cycle. You know what I'm saying? Now, sometimes it takes a little longer to break away from something, right, because you become used to it, right? But you have to get yourself unused to it so then you can open up the gates for a new, you know, a new wave. And I'm being held at a way higher standard, you know, because of, you know, what I am and who I am and what I'm doing. Like, you know, they gonna get on my ass. So that's that. Being in school has taught me, you know, repetition, right? And so now I make it a habit, and I was proud of myself this weekend, right? They say 21 days, you know, you form a habit. I don't know, but repetition is things that you have to add into, you know, add into your daily lifestyle, right, to get used to this. So all last week I started waking up. Well, I get up at 5:45 to get my son to school, and I started praying at 6:30. So I have a prayer room already. So when I come back in the house from putting him on the bus, I pray, right, go upstairs and I pray. And so this weekend I was like, I wonder how this is going to be. I ain't got to get up and take him to school. But I got up every single day because they was out Friday. I got up every single day, 6:30 in the morning, when the alarm went off and went and prayed. And I was happy about that. But it's 1 week down, you know, and a lifetime to go, you know. So not to say
powerful.
That I didn't pray before. I pray every day.
Yeah.
but
yeah.
you know, or just about every day. But it's just like if I'm in the, you know, just in the middle of my day, just pray. But this is when you just taking time out, dedicated time out, the, you know what I'm saying, to sit down and do what you got to do. And as a part of Olerisha, this is a part of, you know, your lifestyle. So I've incorporated that. So that's been my week, man. Working on my character,
wow.
man. Just evolving and growing and
yeah.
time.
Yeah, that I mean, that's awesome, man. Like everything you told me, like I felt, man. Like that's good. You can hear it. So my week, it's funny. Like I said, we be on the same page. But my week is called Anchored in Faith, and you know, like I said, I'm spiritual to the core. You know what I'm saying? But it's just funny how life is. It's just a very complex world we live in. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you need different silent weapons for quiet wars. And I say that kind of like when I told you, like I put on my cross, and like that was just for me. You know, it's not for the world to know. That's just for me and my particular faith. But it's just wild how sometimes, you know, my spirituality allows me to be me all the way. You know what I'm saying? Like I can, you know, like it's like when I say, like, I don't want to submit, really. I want to become the God. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where my spirituality, that's the energy that flows with. You know what I'm saying? I, you know, and that's that kinetic energy. You know what I'm saying? But then, you know, sometimes you got to submit to a higher force, a higher power, you know what I'm saying? Because it's bigger than you. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Like, this universe is vast. And, you know, so I guess just this was a season going into the fall where I'm just submitting. You know what I'm saying? And I'm kind of humbling myself, and I'm just in that energy right now. So that's where I'm at, you know, just anchored in faith, you know what I'm saying? Just faith in everything that I'm achieving and doing. You know, diversifying my hustles, you know, grateful. My interior decorating is getting back on track. You know, I had a nice strong week this week. I'm co-broken.
Congrats.
Figuring out this co-broken deal, you know what I'm saying, with this other realtor. We're doing some moves. So, you know, hopefully that's going to – well, that's going in the right direction. I just got to, you know, just maintain that. Also, renewing my license. You know, so I'm getting into that. I already got that set up. So, you know, I got to do that before November. So – and I'm already on point with that. And just adventures in New York City, too, man. New York City is just a dope city. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it can get bullshit, monotonous, it can get whatever. But, you know, New York is the only – well, it's not the only place, but the reason why I love New York is because you can always have vacations within vacations in New York. You know what I'm saying? So that's a cool part about NYC. Let me see here. What else? And then just shout out to you know, Reasonable Doubt. You know, that's my other podcast adventure that I have. You know what I'm saying? I thought we had a really good show this week, man. Big shout out to Kev Herc. And I just love, you know, what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? Being black here, you know what I'm saying? This is the foundation, you know, as we talked about earlier, 5 years in the game and just growing and getting stronger. And then I love how we keep, like I said, the Reasonable Doubt is my PG, you know what I'm saying? So that's the PG version. That's the one you can listen to with your kids and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I get a little crunk sometimes, but for the most part, it's PG. But here, you're going to get the rated R version of me, man, and I love that because, you know, the raw version is the essence of me that I like to thrive in. So, you know, so that's my week, man. Once again, anchored in faith, and then I'm just loving the magic of the seasons changing. You know what I'm saying? Just this September, like, switchover month, I can just, you know, I can just feel it, you know what I'm saying, how, you know, the summer's going, but it's still, like, some warm weather, but then you can feel the breeze, and then you see the darkness of, like, how, you know what I'm saying, of the cold weather that's coming, so I'm just in that energy, man. Fall is always a rejuvenation for me, so, yeah, so, you know, that's my week, so, big shout out to everybody.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm just a parent. I ain't got time for both of y'all with y'all. Yo, intricate ass fucking week. I'm a parent. Okay, that's what I did this week. Last
school
week.
Is working. School is back. School is back.
I know. Talking about the fall. No, the only thing I'm involved with in the fall is birthdays. Okay, so I'm just a parent. Fuck.
Gotcha.
Y'all,
gotcha,
elaborate,
man.
Ass fucking week.
Hey, man. Shout out to that energy too, man. Being a parent, man. That's lovely, man. That's, you know, that's real talk. So. You know, getting them up and ready for school in the morning, and you know, making sure they got their lunches packed and checking their homework and stuff like that. Man, that's beautiful too. What's up?
No, it ain't you, perpetrator. How dare you say it's beautiful and you don't do it?
No, because I can imagine it. I can imagine it. You know what I'm saying? I know the vibe.
You know what I'm saying? You know nothing.
It.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, making sure they good. You know,
man,
make sure.
Look, I wish I had a nanny, man. What you talking about? I had a Mr. Belvedere or something. You know what I'm saying? You remember Mr. Belvedere?
Yeah.
I want a Mr. Belvedere. Fuck.
Yeah. Nah, that's beautiful, man. I love seeing, you know, just the you know, that school, man. Kids are learning and growing and, you know what I'm saying? That's just dope, too, man.
What?
Life is
beautiful. When was the last time you did homework?
When was the last time I did homework or what? Or looked at what you mean? What? When
was the
last time I did homework?
Talking about it's beautiful. You don't even know how
no,
it looks like
homework,
you do.
You know, look, that's just life skills, man. I do homework every day.
No. One plus one.
I do homework every day, man.
To answer the question,
I do homework every day.
Hey, but what that matter?
Paying these bills. Renewing this license.
Black, what that matter look like?
Researching for these shows.
Black, what that matter look like? What that math look like? What that new math look like? What the new subjects look like?
Child, that new math, they can kiss my ass. My son be to my mama. I got this homework and it's hard. You better go get on the goddamn computer. Don't come here. We didn't even. They had a math problem. I answered the bitch. I was in honest math. They told him it was wrong because they wanted him to do it a different way. I was like, y'all stupid as shit. How you gonna change something so simple?
Man, these kids got
one plus one don't equal two no more. I'm telling you, like niggas said, wait a minute,
man.
And look you dead in your face and prove that it don't equal two. Like, man, fuck y'all.
The kids that just know how to Google search real good, those are the ones that's going to excel in school right now. You know what I'm saying?
No,
what, no.
And they said Google search. Yeah, Google search only take you so far until you actually have to do that shit, implement that shit.
Yeah, you gotta be up
on YouTube.
That's the key. All the answers are there.
I know the answer. You motherfuckers gonna use new verbs, new words, and shit. Like, man, stop playing with me, man. That's 9 times 9.
But you know, all these kids now, man, it's just, you know, they all gonna be like, I don't want to say droids, but they all gonna be, you know, little droids in a way, man, because they just gonna be so, you know, computer centric that, you know, it's just a different breed that, you know, that this country is breeding now, that this world is breeding now. So I just be peeping it all day, man. I just be saying. Like little kids, man, they got their phones, they got their AirPods, they got their TVs on, man, they just different, man, so, hey.
Yeah, that's cool. But you do realize let me help you out, my name.
Talk to me.
So they changed the curriculum, right, for, you know, upcoming grades. What do they call that? Grade school, elementary, high school, et cetera, right? So they changed the curriculum for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But college still has the same fucking curriculum.
Mm. Yeah,
you
well,
know what I'm saying?
You know,
so like,
college.
You done learned a new way of learning, right? Yeah. But you done learned a new way of learning. But now you have to learn the old way of learning once you actually get to higher education.
True. You basically just got to know what
you're
doing. But you know,
so you got all these people that's been doing this new shit for the last 10 years, but like now they have to take remedial courses in college because they don't know the old way, they know the new way, but the new way is not efficient. So like now the new words that they use, they're not using the new words in higher education, so they get lost. Like, man, what the fuck? I was taught to do it like this. Like, nah, bro. Welcome
you
to the real world.
What you mean, though?
New vocabulary.
That's an example. Like what?
I mean, if you'll let me talk, I'll break it down to you. But, you know, they no longer use subtraction, addition. They no longer use words like takeaway, add-on, et cetera, et cetera. You see what I'm saying? They have a new diction. So, unfortunately, by you learning these new words and these new definitions and shit, when you actually got to utilize that shit in higher education, you don't know what to do. So, like, now you got valedictorians taking remedial courses in college because they have to be relearned. They have to be retaught. The old ones.
I'm gonna have to sit down with my nephew again. You know what I'm saying? Especially since he on his first semester, he gonna have to report so I can see what Smooth. So I can, you know, compare notes to what Smooth is saying and what he's saying. So,
nah,
but
I don't look at him. You gonna feel retarded? You gonna feel stupid? You gonna be like, no, man, this ain't how it is. This is retarded. Yeah.
And it's funny. Ooh, I got a little story. As we get into the topic, talking about my nephew, I'm gonna tell you a very funny story. But go ahead.
I got 5 apples.
Yeah.
Bob has 5 apples. Man, no, man, fuck some apples, bro.
Y'all stupid. So, you ready to get into the topic now? Let's do it.
Y'all just spent 35 right. minutes.
What's up?
Ha ha ha. So, tonight's topic is, does a person's body count matter? Mm. Now, Mo, I had just sent him
I might
something.
As well just go ahead and answer the question. Yeah, yes, your body count matters. Because I don't want a verse, okay? I need a slut. So, yes, your body count matters.
This fool is crazy.
I know, man. Like let's set it up so we can
you know
properly.
Is, like, I'm the only honest person on this fucking phone. Look at it like this. If somebody can say the body count matters as far as people having too much, why can't I reverse that? Did you say the body count matters if you don't have enough?
Exactly, but I'm saying we was going to get to that. But you just...
Yeah, fuck it. I'm going here to get my ass because y'all going to get some big long ass. So Mo's going to fuck around and transcend time and go to Egypt and shit and be talking about fucking strawberries and mangoes and all this other good shit. Nah, fuck it. The body count matters to me. I need some experience. Look, bitch.
All right.
First of all, I don't need that emotional attachment. You know what I'm saying? Once you fuck around, you take a bitch virginity and shit. Oh man, that's a whole different life. This bitch is cutting tires. This bitch is doing fucking combat maneuvers, exercises and shit outside your job. I ain't got time for that. Mm. I need a bitch with experience. Mm. I need a bitch that's been through some shit.
Okay.
Well,
Smooth just fired off. He couldn't wait for this topic. Smooth just got right into it. Just cut right. You come right to the front of the line, but it's all good.
Straight to it.
So I'm gonna give my answer, and then I'm eager to hear what Black has to say. So, you know, once again, tonight's topic is, does body count matter? And I saw you sent me, you know, a DM. Like, did that say 2,000 or 200? I ain't even look. That was just like whatever.
2,000.
All right, we're gonna get into that because I don't believe that. You need more people for that. You know what I'm saying? But that's neither here nor there. But anyway, it's funny that we're talking about body count or whatever. Because like I said, I was just talking about my nephew or whatever. And when I was in Cleveland, you know, one of our things we always do, we go out and play tennis. Pissed off, man. We play a set of tennis. He beat me the first time we played. I came back, got my get back last summer. You know, won that time we played, and then I lost this one. You know what I'm saying? It was a close match, though. But so after we played tennis, you know, we always just chop it up. I like to see where his head is at, where his mental is at.
And
so,
he's always close to you to lose.
So it was funny. So, you know, so I was putting him on to, you know, my podcast. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I was, you know, getting into real talk. But, you know, he's 17 going on. He just turned 18. So I didn't want to, like, you know, go with some too raw for him just yet. I want to build him up to that. So, you know, we were listening to the Reasonable Doubt podcast, and we was talking. And then he got to, you know, these young kids, I guess, as soon as you put on something that you like, they like, no, well, hold on. You know, since you're in a podcast, let me go to a podcast that I like. So it was some little young podcast that he listened to. I didn't even know the name of it, but he was putting me on to it. But long story short, the two guys that was talking, you could tell they was like in their 20s. You know what I'm saying? And this was one of the topics. It was like, you know, body counts or whatever, right? So first off, too, you know, I got a cousin, an older cousin. This is my guy, man. You know, one of my older cousins, probably one of my favorite cousins or whatever. But, you know, he done been through some stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know, he didn't do his time or whatever. And he's doing well now. But anyway, not to go on a whole tangent, but he cuts my nephew's hair. So my nephew was like, yo, let me ask you a question. He was like, yo, in New York, are you doing a movies? I'm like, movies? I'm like, nah, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I got a show, and we talk about different things, but not that. So I guess my cousin must have did that. So I was like, and then we got to talking about body counts. Because he was like, you know, because I just want to know because, you know, body, I'm about to go off to school and all this other stuff. So I was like, what's your definition of body count? You know, what you think? And he was like, well, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So I talk to different females, and I try to get a gist. So long story short, I was telling him, like, you know, I don't really care about the body count, but you got it. But it's levels to it. So I guess to bring it full circle is this. So basically, as far as body counts, I think as far as my wife is concerned, like, and once again, hashtag happily married man. But as far as me having a wife, I would like the body count to be low. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, of course, I've been dealing with my wife for quite some time. So she didn't really have a body count, you know what I'm saying, as far as I know, because, you know, I knew her pedigree or whatever. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted that to be my wife, because I like kind of like just knowing that that's the case. But when it comes to like, in an alternate universe, if I wasn't married or anything like that, I wouldn't care. You know what I'm saying? I really don't care. Like, 'cause to Smooth's point, I think that's experience and stuff like that. Now, to Black, to what you showed me, what you DM'd me about the 2000, first off, I don't believe that, because I'm like, if she's not a porn star, and even a porn star, I think that's still a lot. That's a lot, real lot. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, hey, that's not even close.
No, that's not even close. 2000 ain't no big number.
2000?
Think about it. There's 365 days in a year. You see what I'm saying? So how long 2000? You been fucking, though? No, how long you been fucking, bro?
I've been fucking, but 2000 is a lot. I don't know. I think that's
a lot.
All right,
and simple question, bro. How long you been fucking? At what age did you start fucking?
What was I? 17.
You don't know.
16, 17. No, 17. I had sex.
All right. We'll pretend, right? We're going to say for 16, right? All right, but at 16 years old, how many people you think you fucked by the time you turned 36? Now you got 20 years in the game, my nigga.
Hear me out.
No,
maybe I'm looking at it.
How many people, no, but it's in totality, but think about it. How many people you think you done fucked in 20 years?
It ain't 2,000, I know that.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. My condolences, my nigga. My condolences.
I can tell you it ain't 2,000. You know what I'm saying? Because
you
know, people, here's the thing, though, fool. So my thing is for me, it's always been quality over quantity. I'd rather have a great experience,
what?
And you know what I'm saying? And she's everything that
you
I want.
Near, you was damn near grown ass
like,
man.
Not knocking everything
sex,
down.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? So that's – but, you know, that's 2,000, that seems like a lot. Because like, we always talk about different energy ties and stuff like that. That just seems like that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. That's but I don't want to take up too much time. Yeah. On what Black got to say. So what's up, Black?
That's crazy. I'm sorry. That man, you need to go start fucking some more, man. You just po-baby. You need to tell me in 20 years you couldn't even make 2,000 people.
2,000? No, I'm telling you, I know.
365 days in a year, nigga.
2,000? 2,000? You got 2,000 by your body count of 2,000?
My goal was to outfuck Hugh Hefner. That was my goal as a child.
Well, you do got 10 kids, man. So, hey, or 13, 12, 10, 10, 13.
I got 12, 12, man. Respect my
12.
Kids.
Okay,
respect,
so look, hey,
respect my.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? So maybe it's not far-fetched, but 2,000 just seems like a lot to me. But,
there's no way possible. Man, look, my condolences, bro. Look, you know what I'm saying?
2,000?
My condolences. Matter of fact, to help you out, you just need to go ahead and get you some strawberries. And just be like, look, baby, tonight
right,
is going to be different, and I'm going
to
help you out. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But go ahead, Black. What you got to say about this?
Okay. So, yeah. Listen. For me... on a female standpoint, body count does not matter. Because body count doesn't matter to me because I want a man to have experience. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want a man that, you know, knows what he's doing. Like, that's in his zone, you know.
So the body count has to matter.
But 2,000,
yeah,
that's...
Well,
no.
Well,
but
not
count,
that.
Like
it doesn't matter
count,
to me because
no.
Here's why. Let me finish. Shit. Here's why it doesn't matter to me. One is because if he don't know how to do it, I could teach him. You know what I'm saying? But two, if I don't have to teach him, he already know that's absolutely amazing. Stupendous. You feel me? So, yeah, for me, it's not a big deal. Like, as it is to some men, but the thing about this is I've seen plenty of women. I'm not the average chick where I just know the people that grew up in my neighborhood. I'm very well traveled. I have friends everywhere, right? And the thing that, you know, I've mentioned this before, these quote unquote good girls that go to work and be at home and act like they ain't doing shit, they ain't out there, them motherfuckers fucking heavier than a bitch that's out there. You know what I'm saying? And so y'all really don't know a person's body count. You act like, because they going to act like, because women can put forth whatever, you know what I'm saying, they want to put forth. But y'all don't really know. You don't really know what a person's body count is. Let's just be realistic. You feel like you know. You feel like, you know, this is, but it ain't. You feel like it's something, but it's not. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all don't know. You really don't know what a person's body count is. I mean, I'm
yeah,
just
but
keep
and
it
that's the thing.
Funky.
Like, that's why I really don't care. You know what I'm saying? Especially like at this point, like, you know, because, you know, especially when you get to the age that we are. You know what I'm saying? Everybody done had their experiences. You know, for the most part. But you know, like, so if you, unless you know, meet somebody that's younger than you, that's why I like young women. You know what I'm saying? I, that's just what I prefer, you know what I'm saying, if I have a preference. But, you know, nowadays, the sexual freedom that the newer generation has, you know, the body counts is kind of like out the door, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, and I don't know, this is where my savage mentality comes in, because I'm like, damn, all right, so just getting back to 2000, I'm not passing no judgment, but I was just like, damn, that's a lot. That's a lot if you're not profiting from it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could see, like, even if you like in the industry or something like that, but I still think that's a lot because, you know, that, like, we talk about soul ties and all that. I think that's real. You know what I'm saying? When me and Black talk about these soul ties that I think you have, 2,000, and especially if it's unprotected and it's just like raw, like, come on. Like, that's a bit much to me. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, no judgment. That's why I was just like, I don't even believe it. If you're not in the industry,
you're
doing good,
but don't say no judgment.
I know it sounds. It sounds like I'm judging, but I really have no judgment. I'm just the number. I'm just looking at the number.
You just said it was excessive. Excessive is judgment.
It's obsessive. You know what I'm saying? If you're not profiting from it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, damn, you might as well have a pimp and make some money with this. You know what I'm saying? You fucking $2,000, 2,000 people for free? That just doesn't. I don't know. It just don't add up to me. That's why I was just like, come on, that's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So. But yeah, a body count, it doesn't matter to me, man. Like, you know, it's just the experience. You know what I'm saying? It's like you said, like, and for me, like,
man,
I said, it's always been quality over quantity for me. So, you know, like, it's just, if we got a connection and we got a vibe, I can care less what your body count was before. You know what I'm saying? That's not even a topic that I even would broach to a female if, you know, if I'm, you know, once again, hashtag happily married man. But if I was out here like that dating, I wouldn't even care. That's not a question that I would ask. You know what I'm saying? What's your body count? Because it just don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are dealing with each other now, so whatever happened in the past, we are in the present.
And, you know, we're going to see if there's any type of future. But, you know, that's so that's where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? But to your –
They probably going to lie to y'all, though.
Yeah, I need a slut.
I wouldn't even ask the question.
Let me say something. I need a slut. As a matter of fact, I've had bitches lie to me. I've had virgins lie to me. Because I just told them bitches, like, look, bitch, I need for you to get some dick in you. And the bitches lied, said they had some dick in them. And then when I broke that hymen, I was so disappointed in that dirty lying bitch.
I can see both.
I like
angles, you know what I'm saying?
I
think I agree. I side with Black's point more than I side with you, Smooth, because I think you take it to the extreme.
I stand alone. I'm good.
I don't want you on my side.
I don't want your kind.
Yeah. Come on, I stand with Black for this point. Like, so from Black's point of view, I thought Black made a very valid point. One is like, you want somebody with some experience, like what you're saying. You want somebody that's already ready to go. They've already been. You think you want to ran through already. You know what I'm saying? So you can just come through and run through them some more. You know what I'm saying? That's how you're sounding from the points you're making.
You didn't understand, and yet you did understand, but you didn't understand. So, like, you got to understand one thing. I noticed that, yes, I said I want you a nice experience.
Slut.
I've been through a few times. You see what I'm saying? Because. And then I also gave you an example about the motherfucking virgins and how they are emotionally unstable. You see what I'm saying? So, yes.
Well, that's where
all
G come in.
No.
You supposed to G that. That ain't G?
Nigga, you talk to a motherfucker who's been hit by cars. Okay, I've been hit by cars. I've been set on fire. You see what I'm saying?
You got to get your game tighter. You know what I'm saying?
It's not about game, nigga. See, I'm older now. Yeah, I learned from
mistakes.
Got you. No, stop. See, I'm quick to kick a bit of ass now. That game, Let that shit go.
That's what I'm saying. Your game is tight. You gorilla pimping now.
No, the game ain't tight because crazy is still crazy.
Okay.
So it is what it is. But yeah,
I need a
bitch who's been laying through. Fuck all that. I don't want no virgin. I don't want no bitch who ain't got no experience. I'm good on
okay.
that. Like, so that's what I'm saying. Oh, no, you need to touch them on date, bitch. Come back, you guys, like, at least 15, 20 of them
now. But now to Black's other point, you know what I'm saying, if it was a virgin or if it is a female that's unexperienced, I feel like if you're having bad sex, it's because of the male. You know what I'm saying? Because for me, I'm, you know what I'm saying, like I told you, I'm sizing, happily married man. But in my, you know what I'm saying, in my savage days, I'm sizing a female up. Like, we about to fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way you would size up a fighter, sizes up a fighter to see how, you know what I'm saying, how you going to handle that if they get in the ring. That's how I'm sizing
so
up
never
every
ran
female
no
that I'm trying to. Huh? No.
You ain't never ran across no bad pussy?
Let me see.
No wax pussy? Really?
All right. Once again, to your point, when I was younger, maybe, because it's I didn't know
you
how
know,
to
no,
jazz it up.
You said if the sex is wax, it's the man's fault. But hold up. So you ain't never ran across no bad pussy? What?
Not really. It's been few and far between.
Black man, what happened to and I forgot old girl name, man, but Mocha. You remember Mocha Harden?
Yeah, I remember.
Right. No, we ain't gotta really tell the bitch business, but see, Mocha Harden had a look, but her sex is whack. So so what you saying, my nigga, is you ain't never ran across no bad pussy?
It's been few and far between. Like,
what?
You know what I'm saying? But that's before. Like, all right, look, so you asked me, we were talking about something. You was asking how long I've been fucking, right? So I was trying to say.
Man, I can't believe I remember that bitch name.
Yeah, but 16, 17,
you fuck
I was saying. Oh, shit.
No.
this the open up
no.
all types of. Just to open up all types
no.
of. All types
Whoa,
of,
no.
wait a minute.
What a conversation this is.
No.
How you know?
Don't do me like that, bitch. Don't do me like that, bitch.
Come to find out here.
No. But, you know, my memory long. Come on, Black. You know you're on the phone with my, my memory long as shit.
Yeah. Smooth do seem like he has a good memory.
from just our conversations here.
But yeah, no, I just brought that up because most said like, man, if the sex is whack, it's a man's fault. Like, hold up, so you ain't never ran across no bad pussy, no whack pussy?
Hold on, let me. You turned up, Smooth. Let me finish my point because you just said. I'm about to tell you. So look, when I was like 16 and I didn't really know what the fuck I was doing. Yeah, that shit was whack because I was whack. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. So yeah, the shit could have been better. I wasn't fucking yet. I was having sex. I wasn't fucking. That's why I was like, there's a difference. You know, you can have sex, you can make love, and you can fuck. I like to fuck. So what I'm trying to say is that, you know, now that I know what I'm doing, I'm sizing up, like, and like I said, to me, the reason why, you know, maybe I don't have the biggest body count, 2,000, definitely not that, not even close. But what I'm saying is I prefer quality over quantity. So to my point, to bring it all home, like, I want the ambiance. I want the vibes, you know what I'm saying? So I want what's going to enhance it, you know what I'm saying? You know how, like, it's funny, talking about this Turk interview, the dope dick. I want to, you know, so I got the, I want to get a Henny dick. So, I might be on that Henny photo, whatever. So I want to get that Henny dick. Or I might be on the weed. So I want to get that weed that we used to call it, the ganja dick. I want to give her the ganja dick, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. Or, you know, it might be a situation where it's just like, you know, it's a vibe and we catch a vibe like in a outside somewhere, you know what I'm saying? It was my younger days or whatever. But yeah, or, you know, we might pull to the side of the road and get that car sex popping, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and you like, ain't never had a one night stand, huh?
Of course. So that's what I'm trying to say. So what I'm trying to say is, so I'm just telling you, it's a whole vibe that I want. When it happens, I want it to just be a vibe, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, so in that part it's not whack. But like to me, like, perfect example, Kim Kardashian. You know what I'm saying? That sex tape she had with Ray J. To me, that shit was whack. Like, I don't know what the fuck. Like, that was just a waste of time. You know what I'm saying? When I looked at that, I was like, what the fuck? But to me, that's on Ray J. Ray J's supposed to bring out freak out.
No, that was excellent production, first of all. That was excellent production. Man, the
camera
angle
was
excellent.
I mean, well, it was, you know, you
like
can see him sizing up his
camera.
Let's
get one thing straight. Like, the real shit really came out, it was already... That shit was already in the works. You see what I'm saying? So that was spontaneous. That's why the shit looked fucking professional the first damn time. I'm like, damn, Ray J, you did a good job.
That shit was whack.
Editing that motherfucker.
That shit was whack. But anyway,
yeah,
that shit was whack.
But for a home video, a supposedly home video.
That shit was whack. That shit was whack.
If you can do better.
Yeah, I can do
better.
That shit was whack. If I was about that life, my shit would be 1,000 times
better. What do you mean,
100
times better? So you ain't never, hold on, wait a minute. So you ain't never made a sex tape before? Because we all made sex tapes.
So out of all the sex tapes you done made,
you mean to tell me that you have produced something that was better than the Ray J Kim Kardashian one?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm talking about angles and everything?
Yeah, believe me.
You a lying motherfucker.
Talk about angles and all that
lying.
Shit.
It blocks off. He was cool.
Nah.
He's a lying.
I'm telling
man,
you,
nah.
So
let me tell
you real talk.
Because
I
didn't make Goofy fucking flex. I didn't make Goofy motherfucking home flex. But you know, there's one thing about it. Nigga, I ain't about to keep grabbing the fucking camera and changing all them fucking different things.
If I really
want
to.
That shit was produced well.
If I really
want
to do
some home videos, nigga, what?
If I really want to make some home videos or whatever, my shit would be crazy because I already just got
Black,
different ideas.
Black, let me ask you a question. Real shit. Black, let me ask you a question. Out of all the home flicks a motherfucker that made, right, how many times can you honestly say a motherfucker will actually get up while fucking to strategically place the camera so that bitch can be produced like it's a goddamn professional? Come on now, if you're making a home fucking flick, that camera going to be right there. You might change the angle probably twice, three times at the most. Get the fuck out of here.
Anyway.
Nigga, you gonna put that bitch on camera, you just gonna be fucking looking at the camera like, yeah, bitch, yeah, that's it.
Whatever, man. Anyway.
But you know, you're older than me. Nigga, I know you was lazy just like I was back in the day. Nigga, you just put that camera right there and that was it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, we're talking about, I'm just saying.
I'm talking about the
production. She was just laying there. The production was even whack. That shit was whack. It was whack. It was whack. It only got hyped because he had a name, because he's Ray J and she became Kim Kardashian.
No.
Other than that, it's just whack.
The production
is whack.
Was on point. The
man,
camera angles and everything else.
Man,
like
go
that.
Get your Twitter. Yeah, look, smooth. You need to get out of this VHS, DVD, I don't know, porn you be watching. Get you an Android, download Twitter, follow Real Adult Talk, and I'll put you on. If you're saying it's that though, I'll put you on. Come on,
I'll put you on. I'm talking about from an amateur standpoint, right?
I'm telling you.
I'm talking about from an amateur standpoint, it's supposed to just be a motherfucker going in that bitch and fucking his bitch. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God. It's shit now that makes that shit look
No. This shit now because of the shit he did then. We talking about some shit that was made damn near 20 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Even 20 years ago.
Talking about regular motherfuckers just saying, you know what, man, look.
All right,
look.
I'm going to just tell you on a regular bullshit level. I'm going to tell you, and you know, whatever. Mimi from, Love & Hip Hop, Atlanta. Her shit crushing Kim Kardashian. If you just want to compare it, like,
man, you know,
looking at the genre.
You talking about shit that came out after the fact.
Mimi.
You said Mimi, but he really meant, oh, girl.
What's her name? Mimi, that's her name.
Your boy. No.
Stevie J's shit.
Mimi, not Mimi. But
Mimi from Love & Hip Hop.
Yeah,
oh, because I was like, wait,
Mimi.
Where was I?
Right.
Yeah.
But like,
anyway,
see, unfortunately,
I don't know how we got on this whole
subject. Came out after Kim Kardashian. Like, no, nigga, you can't
still
use these motherfuckers. No, no, right,
it came out after,
because
but
people
anyway,
do,
you keeping
people
up
do, people going to use some shit. People going to use some shit, and then they going to advance on the shit. Like, no, nigga, you can't do that. Anybody can do that. Yeah, no. We talking about motherfuckers just straight fucking. That's it. Just straight fucking.
Man.
And let's get this one straight.
What's up?
Anyway, Black. Hey, let's get this one straight. When you brought up Mimi, right, you know that was professional, right? That was professional.
That was
in a whole fucking movie.
Gosh.
Shut up. No, nigga.
Ooh,
because,
man.
Like, one, they got together with VH1. They got together with VH1. You feel what I'm saying? And all that shit was loose. You mean to tell me, like, no, there's a difference. That's just like with Ray J and shit. They still had the motherfuckers coming in at this and recording that shit. Like, yeah, nigga, come on up.
Oh, man.
But you watch.
You need to download.
But
you need to download.
But you know what the fuck you talk about.
I do this.
No,
but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, that Twitter page is a little off the chain. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
God damn. Boy, you're right about that.
Exactly. So, yeah. So does body count matter? I say no. No closing thoughts. What y'all got?
I say no. Not from a female standpoint, no. It doesn't.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Fuck a body count, man. Fuck about it. It's your experience. You know what I'm saying? It's your experience. And that's what got you to, you know, where you meet this person. You know what I'm saying? They had their experiences before they got to you. You had your experiences before you got to her. And there you go. Now let's see if you make a new experience. If y'all going
to
be new body counts on each other's list. You know what I'm saying? That's what it boils down to. So, once again, another fascinating topic. Shout out to Black. You know what I'm saying? Black came with it. You know what I'm saying? Smooth was turned up for this topic. Smooth, you know what I'm saying? He was turned all the way up. You cut the line twice. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out, man. So you know, without further ado, we're going to get into my favorite part of the show. So this is the world famous chop up. So for anybody out there that's new to the show, you know what I'm saying? This is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on different things that I thought was interesting throughout the week. So before I get into that, you know, as always, Black, was there anything this past week that you was tripping on? You was like, you know what, let's talk about it in the world famous chop up.
Not this week.
All right, so I'm going to get into the sports report right from jump. You know what I'm saying? So real quick, we got some boxing news. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully I got Smooth on the line and Smooth can shed some light on this. So Smooth, you know, last night we had Triple G
lost every round.
Okay. And, you know, Canelo Alvarez, Triple G, Canelo Part 3. So, yeah, from what I heard, I didn't see the fight. But did you watch it live or you just saw the highlights?
No, I watched the fight, man. I watched it. Triple G lost every round.
Damn. So, because the other two was close. Was close. And damn. So,
the other two was not close. The other two was not close. The first one was close.
Yeah, okay.
The first one was close, but Triple G won that fight, but they gave it to Canelo. The second fight, Canelo won that fight. You feel what I'm saying? The third fight, man, there was no contest. That man just went out there because he wanted a check.
Yeah. Yeah, so Triple G seemed like at this point he needed to hang it up. You know what I'm saying? He passed his prime.
Canelo
needed
to hang it up, too.
Really? Really? Well,
Canelo's face was fucked up in this fight. But after the fight, you're like, damn, bro, you got hit. You starting to show your age now. You feel what I'm saying?
He has been around. So now, this gets me to my second part of this whole boxing conversation. So what you think about this, man? So I see it's in the works, and I think it's almost official, but we're going to probably finally have Crawford Spence Jr. in those
lines.
So what's your take on that?
Lying. That's why I said they lying before you finish off your statement. They lying.
Yeah. Why you say that, though?
Because it's fucking September. You see what I'm saying? That fight was supposed to happen in July. It was supposed to happen in August. It was supposed to happen in October. And now you're talking about November. Then it's going to be December. Then it's going to be 2023. And then 2024. Man, look, I believe it when I see.
Do you think they both just ducking each other? Because that'll be a big payday.
No.
Both of them. No.
It's not even about them ducking each other. It's about other entities trying to get involved. Like, man, Floyd needs to stay the fucking... I don't even know why Floyd ain't involved with this shit. Floyd needs to go ahead and keep his motherfucking nose out of other people's business. But, you know, him and... him and Al Heyman, you know what I'm saying? They got some professional-ass motherfucking dealings going on and shit. I honestly believe, and this is real talk, The fight should be 50-50.
Yeah.
As far as the purse disbursement. But then at the same time, it shouldn't be 50-50 because Errol Spence did all the work. You see what I'm saying? Errol Spence then collected three of the four major belts. Meanwhile, Crawford ain't do shit. Crawford ain't really a big draw. But in order for the fight to happen, like, yeah, man, go on, do 50-50, 60-40 at the most.
Who would get the 60% if it was going to be 60-40?
Errol Spence would get the 60% because he did all the work. You see what I'm saying? He's literally picked up every belt except for one. You see what I'm saying? So this is supposed to be undisputed. Errol Spence is the pay-per-view draw. Terrence Crawford ain't never did a pay-per-view other than when he got down with Sean Porter. You see what I'm saying? That's the only time a fucking Terrence Crawford has actually done a fucking pay-per-view. So, like, you're not a pay-per-view draw. You see what I'm saying?
But he's respected, though.
No. Stop. He's respected in the boxing world, but he's not respected in the financial world. You see what I'm saying? The everyday people who's going to fuck around and buy the fight ain't going to buy the fight for Crawford, so he's not respected.
That's why he needs this fight, yeah. He need to go ahead.
That's why he got to be the B side. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, look.
Yeah.
65-35. I mean, it is what it is.
65-35. That's a little bit much. If I'm Crawford,
no, it ain't,
because
like,
shit,
they got 80-20.
Yeah.
They got 80-20.
That's crazy.
Tyson Fury's last fight was 80-20.
Yeah, but if I'm Crawford, I ain't taking 35, and you getting 65, 60-40, maybe 50-50.
Well, then you ain't getting paid then. You ain't getting paid. You ain't no draw.
Well, I guess these is why these matches don't be happening. I think it's gonna happen though. You know what I'm saying? So it's slated for like November. It's in talks. It hasn't been finalized just yet, but it's getting close from what I hear. You know what I'm saying? So
I've been anticipating this fight for the last 3 years. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, look, I ain't know who
people they want to see.
I believe it. No, I believe it when they sign it. You know what I'm saying? This shit is getting old like fucking Pacquiao and Mayweather. When finally
that shit was whack.
It was five years.
It took too long.
It was five years too late.
But it still was perfect for Mayweather because Mayweather was able to just capitalize and take it. So it's all, you know, it's fighting is definitely finessing. You know what I'm saying? You want to make sure you get the person when they prime and ready, where you know you can beat that person. So, you know, I think this is from me on the outside looking in. Of course, you're more of a boxing insider than I am. You know what I'm saying? I get a lot of my boxing news from you. But, you know, just from the outside looking in, you know, from what you just told me now, Crawford really needs this fight, but he don't want to shortchange himself at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So, like you said, 50-50 would be the goal, obviously, but 60-40. But I would, if I'm Crawford, I wouldn't take anything less than that. I think
no,
Mayweather,
He didn't already agree for the 65-35.
But then you were just saying it was 50-50, and then you said 60-40, and then you said 65-35.
No. But notice I said 50-50. I'm okay with 50-50. I'm okay with 60-40. You know what I'm saying? Then they did the 65-35. Now, according to the news, the nigga, he agreed to the 65-35. I'm like, all right, okay. But
okay.
Then at the same time when they said that, ain't nothing to sign. So you can verbally say it, but you ain't sign no paper.
Well, look, Crawford need to go ahead. This is his big opportunity. You just said he's respected. I think Crawford is going to get it. You know what I'm saying? I think Crawford can beat Spence. You know what I'm saying? I'm more of a Crawford fan than a Spence fan, so I will be
one
for me.
For me.
Crawford, I like Crawford.
Crawford and Spence should have fought 4 years ago before the car accident.
Yeah, but anyway, so, I mean, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We can't even go back. But I'm just saying it still would be a good fight if this happens this year. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully. But like I said, I would take Crawford in this. And Crawford, like I said, he if he wants to become a draw, like you saying, because like I said, he's respected in the boxing world. Like I see his skill set, but for him to get that, take that next step, he needs to come in and win this fight, and then now off of this, he'll be able to, you know, be a pay per view draw. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I would be all in on this fight.
You still ain't gonna be a pay per view draw. You don't have a personality. Still ain't gonna be a pay per view. You don't have a personality like that.
You owe what? All right. You said nope.
Let it go.
Smooth hustler. All right. So so that's that. So now another thing. This is another story that I'm gonna probably elaborate on. You know, this coming Tuesday on Reasonable Doubt. You know what I'm saying? So once again, if anybody listening, you know, definitely check out Reasonable Doubt. That's every Tuesday, exclusively on Twitter on my Mo Benz page. 8 p.m. 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. But I'm going to really elaborate on this a little bit more with my co-host, Kev Herc. I know he wanted to bring this to the table as far as the topic. But I don't really know too much about this guy, but, you know, he definitely got a lot of hype, you know, as far as rest in pieces. But I just wanted to give a quick, you know, 10-second moment of silence for PNB Rock.
For what?
I know. It's a lot of respect.
What would be the post?
You said for what?
He passed away.
You said for what?
Yeah, I know he passed away.
The guy got killed.
Yeah, he got murdered. Okay. And? Why did you get
respect,
shot?
Man. All right, so I'm about to get into that.
But
so like I said, I'm not the biggest. I'm not even a fan because I haven't heard none of his music. I didn't even know who he was. You know,
no,
I think I heard.
Why did he get shot? No, we don't care
about
being a fan. Okay. But why did he get shot?
All right. So look. So for me, just doing my due diligence. Like I said, I get my news from Twitter and IG. So like I said, I'll have a more because you know my Kev Herc. You know he's gonna be putting me on. So you know if you want to know more in depth, check it out on Tuesday. But anyway, from the outside looking in. You know, on Twitter, I saw it trending, and I'm like, oh, what's going on? So, you know, I went, checked out his page, and apparently him and his girl, so for the people out there, PNB Rock is a younger rap kind of singer, from what I
was.
Know of. Yeah, was, you know, younger, you know, I think he was about 28, late 20s or whatever. But basically, he was like in a Drake was like one of his inspirations, so like, so, you know, the way Drake, you know, has that singing kind of rapping kind of melody to him or whatever, I guess that's what PNB Rock was kind of, you know, for the newer generation, you know, from the songs I've heard that people have tried to put me on to him. But anyway, long story short, so him and his girlfriend was kicking it, and it seemed like they was flourishing, you know what I'm saying? Because
the girlfriend was his wife. This one was...
I don't even know. I couldn't even, I think it was a girl, but I don't think it was his wife.
Right.
I think it was a girlfriend. I think it was a girlfriend.
Either way it goes, the mother of his child.
Oh, it was, oh, okay, so he did have that. I didn't even know that. So it was baby boy.
Oh, man, you about to talk about some shit you don't even know nothing about it?
Right. So I'm trying to tell
no,
you.
Look, the nigga did. It's over with.
I said Tuesday.
Go ahead. He went out there with his bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong. A few months ago, he had put his bitch on restriction. She couldn't be on Instagram and all this other bullshit. He took the bitch off Instagram restriction and shit because she kept doing the same old stupid shit. All right, she's posting a fucking location.
What the nigga?
Now, the first time she posted a location a few weeks ago with the nigga, guess what? It was an attempted robbery.
Okay,
damn. Woo-hoo-hoo. He got away shot clean. The second time, guess what? She posted a location. This time, he dead. Now, I'm not saying that the bitch set him up. I'm just saying, like, nigga, you at fault and the bitch at fault because you at fault for not regulating your bitch. He dead. I'm not giving you a moment of silence for that stupid shit, nigga. Fuck you. You got me fucked up.
Damn.
How many times? And then the sad thing is, how many times
on,
were they actually looking
tonight,
for this dude? Yeah, but how many times were they actually looking for this dude? They've been looking for this dude. They've been, you know what I'm saying? She's been posting locations. They've been trying to find this nigga and shit. Like, man, come on, man. Fuck that.
Yeah,
nigga.
I mean, it seemed like it's more to it to this. I'm like, damn, like, cause like so that to happen, it seems like we have some enemies out there.
No.
Or something.
So
I
feel like for one, people tend to forget that at the end of the day, once the cameras is off, you see what I'm saying, that person is still a real person. So that person still have beef. That person still have love. That person have everything that you got. The only difference is that he was moving wrong with his broad. Man, fuck that broad. You see what I'm saying? They showed a video where when a dude was telling him, like, hey, man, nigga, where you at? I want to get out with you. All this other bullshit. So she already knew the nigga had heat. She already knew he had heat. You see what I'm saying? But then at the same time, you still posting your fucking location. You still taking pictures and dropping real-time locations and shit like that.
Yeah,
but you didn't learn your lesson. But then the sad thing is, that's her fault for that part, but then it's his fault for not reprimanding the bitch.
Not being on top of it.
So
yeah,
how
I mean,
dare you? How dare you tell a motherfucker our location, bitch? The last time you did that shit, they almost robbed us. But you keep doing it. Far from not reprimanding your bitch, it's her fucking fault for keep doing this shit. It is what it is, and now he did.
Yeah. So you know, it's one of my favorite songs, right? And I'm gonna make it all make sense. All right. So, Boys in the Hood, right? One of my favorite movies of all time. Boys in the Hood, you know what I'm saying? Ice Cube, Cuba Gooding Jr., you know, classic movie from back in the day. Morris Chestnut.
Don't forget about Morris Chestnut.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Lawrence Fishburne. So, classic movie from back in the day.
Morris Chestnut.
Ice Cube's debut, John Singleton directed it. But anyway, the soundtrack is one of my favorite soundtracks, even though we listened to two songs in the whole soundtrack. So, one song, Just Me and You, Tony, probably one of the best
Your phone fucking up, man. I don't know if you decided to start talking into the phone or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I was saying, Boys in the Hood, you know, it's only two songs on the soundtrack. One of my favorite soundtracks. There's only two songs that I listen to. So one is Just Me and You, Tony, classic slow song, man. Definitely just classic material right there. Shout out to Raphael Sadiq. But the other song is How to Survive in South Central, Ice Cube. Classic song, man. If you ever get a chance, listen to it. If you're going to be in the L.A. area, listen to this song before you go there. It gives you a play-by-play code of ethics, guidelines to observe while you're in, you know, South Central Los Angeles. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why I bring this up is because Pink Rock, unfortunately, was murdered at the Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in South Central Los Angeles. And, you know, so like I said, after this happened, if you're on Instagram or social media or Twitter or whatever, you know, you were seeing all the different postings that happened. So the day before, like I said, him and his girl, they were living their best life, man. But you got to watch out, man, because like I said, the wolves is hungry, man. They be looking. So especially when you're on IG, you got a lot of followers. You don't know who, you know what I'm saying? That's the world we live in. yeah, it's good to have followers, but you never know what type of followers are actually following you. You know what I'm saying? You could be fooled and they try to.
Definitely, yo. Because, nigga, if you follow me, I'm calling the police because I ain't got none of that.
Exactly. Because I know you ain't with none of that social media. Like I said, it's a gift and a curse. You know what I'm saying? You got to navigate. You got to know how to use it. But anyway, I say that to say this. So, you know, the night before, him and his girl, you know, he had a digital dashboard. I don't know what type of vehicle. It looked nice, though. Whatever vehicle they was in, see, they was L.A. night, you know what I'm saying? He was looking all nice. It looked like a prom picture. Like they was coming from prom. You know, he was suited and booted. You know what I'm saying? She had a nice little dress on or whatever. And then she panned over to him. And you know what I'm saying? He was just in his element. You know what I'm saying? Digital dashboard, everything just looking real 2022. Technology flies and driving. So, you know, that's a lot of floss right there. So then the next day, you know what I'm saying? So that was the day before. And then, so I saw that video, and that was on his IG page or Twitter page, one of them. You know what I'm saying? So I saw that because that's the one thing about social media. It's real time. So, unfortunately, when somebody passes, you can see what their tweets and what they were doing right up until the point that, you know, that they're not with us anymore. So that was the last post that he did. And then, you know, fast forward, and granted, they took it off the net. But like I said, I actually, you know, saw the picture. I mean, I saw the video of him in Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles where he was on the ground bleeding to death. You know what I'm saying? And you just saw it was hectic. Somebody had their phone taping it. But basically, you know, the workers in there, they was trying to figure out what to do, call the ambulance. Do we try to sit him up? Do we have him lay down? It was just a real sad situation to see somebody dying in real time. You know, he was rushed to the hospital. I think he died on the way there. So it's just a sad situation. And then, you know, a lot of people has been talking, you know, blaming her for it and this and that. And granted, you know, she shouldn't have been posting. Like, you got to be smarter than that because, you know, he was, especially when you got your jewelry on, man, you got your, you know, that's that drip. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, man, I like jewelry. I like nice jewelry and stuff like that, but you know, women wear to wear that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, especially if you ain't got no security with you. And I think, what's my guy's name?
So you made that statement. Say what? So what you saying that the bitch ain't got no responsibility?
What you said? So say that again. So I can answer the
okay,
question.
Okay, you made that statement. To say what? I'm saying. So what you saying? The bitch ain't got no responsibility?
No, she do. She do. She definitely should have posted that. No, she definitely shouldn't have posted that. Yeah, and he should have been telling her, like, hell no, don't be putting this shit up there, especially if you got
because
almost
you done
a robbery like a couple weeks ago.
You been on the phone with this nigga and what a motherfucker's talking about, they looking for his ass and shit like that.
Exactly.
So like, yeah, dude,
exactly.
You know,
but that's
you
the thing.
You put on
you know,
Instagram restrictions. The nigga that put the bitch on Instagram restrictions before. You see what I'm saying?
The other thing. The other thing that happens too, man, like he didn't learn his lesson, you know, unfortunately. You know, he got he learned it the hard way. That's what I'm saying, he didn't learn his lesson and that's why he ended up learning
the
hard way. That's what I'm trying to say. So but basically, you know, if somebody robbed you tried to rob you before and you got away with it, now it's time to smarten up so you can move differently so it don't happen again. But that's the thing, can go either way. When
you move differently by keeping the bitch away from you.
Exactly. So, but, you know, so what I'm just trying to say is, yeah, you move differently. You know what I'm saying? So if you escape somebody, what I'm saying, sometimes it can go both ways. Sometimes the ego can get to you like, oh, I'm untouchable. You see that? They try to rob me. They can't get with me. But obviously, you know, you left yourself open again. So what I'm trying to say is certain moments, yeah, I know it's a nice moment, but certain moments should just be between you and your lady, man. Everybody that need to see y'all flossing and having a good time. Like, you having a good time, just let you and your lady have a good time. Like, everything don't got to go on social media. Some things should just stay private. You know?
In the video.
Yeah, I know. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to say, so that.
Who was recording the video, Nick?
He was. It was either her. I think it was him. He was recording the video because she was driving. He was in the passenger seat and she was driving and he was recording a video and he put it on his Twitter from what I think. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so I'm you know, and then so what I was just trying to say, so long story short, to bring this to a close, I saw a comment that Jay Prince made and I kinda agree with it. So shout out to Jay Prince, you know what I'm saying? That's the owner and founder of Rap-A-Lot Records out of Houston. Anyway, Jay Prince was like, yo, you know, he was like, you know, a lot of people are blaming a female for, like I said, doing a location or whatever. But at the same time, you know, he's got his jewelry on and it's no security. And, you know, you just, it's like you putting a stake around a bunch of wolves, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, cats ain't, you know, some people's hungry out here and you're looking like food, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you dangle that meat out in front of some wolves, they're going to just come and eat. No matter if you're a good or bad person, it don't matter. They're trying to eat. So, you know, that's the cruel reality of things, man. Like, it's still a savage mentality out here. You still got to watch yourself. You can't be some zebra just casually frolicking in front of a bunch of lions. You know what I'm saying? Especially if they ain't ate in a couple of days. So, you know, that seems like that's what happened. But anyway, you know, rest in peace. A young life, you know, cut short. You know, it just seems like, you know, it's just a never-ending cycle. But, you know, it's the reality, man. So, anyway, if you want a, you know, a little bit more in-depth conversation, check me out on Tuesday. A Reasonable Doubt. So, yeah, let me see here. So what else we got to talk about? So real quick, got about 5 minutes left. You know, I want to make sure I don't get cut off. Let me see here. What else we got in the news? You know, just on a quick sports report, man. Big shout-out to Roger Federer. You know, I'm a tennis guy. You know what I'm saying? Now that Serena retired, it seemed like all the tennis OGs are slowly retiring. So, you know, Roger Federer, 20-time, you know, Grand Slam champ, definitely announced like that his next term is going to be his last. So I just want to, you know, peace and shout out to him, man. He's definitely been one of the greats of the game, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to that. And then speaking of, also, I didn't get his first name, man, but Alvarez is his last name. A young kid out of Spain, 19 years old, you know, won the U.S. Open. So he was like the youngest since Pete Sampras did it way back in the day. So big shout out to that, man. So, you know, that's what happens, man, in sports. You know, you got a veteran, all-time great Hall of Famer like Roger Federer retiring, and then you got this new 19-year-old kid looking like he's about to be, you know, next in line. So, so shout out to that, you know what I'm saying? And then the last thing I'll get into real quick, just to give my quick review, big shout-out to Donald Glover, Atlanta. Is coming back for his final season. I just watched, like, the first episode of this final season. I think it's season 4. But it's on FX. You know, definitely been a dope show. I think it's time to close it on out. You know what I'm saying? Like, but anyway, you know, if you haven't seen it, definitely, I definitely recommend it. But it's you got to see it from the beginning, you know, to really get it. But I like how, you know, people like Donald Glover, Jordan Pell, you know, these psychological, well, Jordan Pell's more psychological thrillers. This is like kind of like a psychological comedy or whatever. But it's just blackness in America, you know, young blackness in America, and just the ways of navigating, and especially in a town like Atlanta, you know, just the quirks of black Americans, man. So, yeah, so it's been 4 seasons. You know, I just started watching it from the beginning again just to kind of, like, get in tune, you know, as it comes to an end. So I'm glad that he came right back with it, because what happened, if you followed the show, Atlanta, came out in 2016, won like a bunch of awards, was critically acclaimed, then came right back. Another, you know, great season was like probably like 2017, 2018. And then, you know, we had the whole COVID situation, and then it didn't come back until earlier this year. I think it came back in like April for season 3. And the first 2 seasons was actually in Atlanta. Season 3 was in Europe, and season 3 was just weird, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you like that type of stuff, I guess it made sense. You know, a lot of people, it got mixed reviews. A lot of people thought it was brilliant. Some people thought it was just too weird. Some people were like, why are they even calling it Atlanta? They ain't been in Atlanta all season. So, you know, season 4, which just started a couple days ago, back in Atlanta, and we'll see how it ends. So, you know, just, you know, like some of the great shows from these past few years are coming to an end. Insecure, you know, Issa Rae, her show on HBO was kind of similar, but the female kind of version, and it was from like the Cali, LA kind of point of view, but that, you know, ended earlier this year. So it's just interesting, man. You know, new, I guess, classic black television, you know, it's like the end of an era, as, you know, we're in 2022, man. So we'll see what's next, man. So I just wanted to shout that out. So as always, you know what I'm saying, this has definitely been another dope show. You know what I'm saying? A lot of different views and opinions and takes between me, Black, and Smooth. So once again, big shout out to Black for the topic. Big shout out to Smooth on the check-in. Big shout out to me for the world famous chop up. As always, you know, if you want to put a face with the voice, follow me on IG, MOBINNS. Just keep it respectful. And, you know, we're probably going to be switching some things up like we talked about at the beginning of the show. But definitely for now, follow the Twitter handle, Real Adult Talk, you know, TAWK. We got that country twang on it. We'll see how long that lasts because we might be upgrading it, you know, polishing it up a little bit. But anyway, definitely check it out. Smooth. Need to go ahead and get you an Android. You seem like an Android type of person more than an iPhone, man. Get you an Android, man. Get with 2022 so you can get on Twitter, man. So, you know, you can, I don't know, put them VHS tapes and DVDs in the closet, man, and get with this new wave. But anyway, once again, man, everybody been safe. Be safe. Same time next week. Signing off. Peace, peace, peace.